strike up the band.
We are Lady Parts.
And get ready for a wedding.
Is there anyone here who objects to this union?
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, June 3rd. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Chris Harrison will not return to host season 7 of Bachelor in Paradise, which premieres in August on ABC. Instead, a rotating roster of celebrity guest hosts, including comedian David Spade, will greet the singles as they arrive in Mexico. Harrison has been on an extended hiatus from the Bachelor franchise since early this year, when controversy erupted over racism in the franchise after Harrison's interview with Extra correspondent and former Bachelorette Rachel Lindsay. Harrison later apologized for those comments. He also stepped aside as host of season 17 of The Bachelorette, which premieres Monday. Netflix has canceled its superhero series Jupiter's Legacy after just one season. Josh Duhamel and Leslie Bibb were among the stars of this show, playing senior citizen superheroes who are worried about passing the torch to the next generation. Also in news from Netflix, the streamer is writing a new chapter in Jane Austen's literary legacy with Never Have I Ever breakout Maitreyi Ramakrishnan at the helm. EW has confirmed that the 19-year-old Canadian actress will lead Netflix's new romantic comedy The Netherfield Girls as Lizzie Bennett, a reimagined version of Austen's famous character at the center of her beloved novel Pride and Prejudice. And Michael B. Jordan is eyeing a major new opponent. Lovecraft Country and The Five Bloods breakout Jonathan Majors is in early talks to step into the ring for Creed 3. The actor, who is already set for a major role in the next Ant-Man film, would play the next opponent of Adonis Creed, played by Jordan, who will also make his directorial debut with this movie. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Dun dun. You know what that sound means. Today's number three pick is Law & Order SVU, which is wrapping up its season tonight, along with Law & Order Organized Crime. Speaking of which, Elliot Stabler will be returning to SVU again on tonight's episode, as Benson and Rollins try to help a group of homeless single mothers who are being trafficked in exchange for safe housing. To find the trafficker, Rollins goes undercover as a clueless tenant in the building and learns that she knows one of the women, Lulu Davis, the ex-wife of a man Finn put away for murder earlier this season. Here's a clip from the episode.
How big of a place do you have?
Just a one bedroom.
With three kids?
And a husband on the fold out.
Oh my God.
We're on the waiting list, but not like that matters.
Wait, but five people in a one bedroom? Surely you'll get the next one that opens up.
You really don't know how this works, do you? They do have apartments available. They just don't give them to married women. There's this crack whore on my floor. Got a two-bedroom all to herself. Her daughter is still in foster care.
Really?
Yeah. And she thinks she's famous. Lulu Davis. You remember that vet in a wheelchair who shot a guy outside the courthouse? That's her ex-husband.
Where will the case go from there? Well, you'll have to tune in to find out. The Law & Order SVU finale begins tonight at 9 on NBC, followed by the Organized Crime finale at 10.
Number two.
Heads up, Girls 5 Eva fans, Peacock has another musical comedy coming your way. Today's number two pick is We Are Lady Parts, which charts the highs and lows of a British punk rock band made up entirely of Muslim women. The UK import sitcom follows a geeky PhD student named Amina, who becomes the unlikely lead guitarist for the titular band. Frontwoman Cyrus sees something in her, but the other members, they aren't so sure. Still, Amina is soon swept up in her bandmates' joyful anarchic energy and punk spirit, but also torn between her more straight-laced university friends and the world of lady parts. Here's a preview.
You went to St. Abigail's Primary School. You play guitar in the talent show. You got expelled for selling school furniture. Verily tis I.
Play something.
Play something.
Play something. I don't perform. My nervy disposition induces diarrhea and vomiting.
Ew.
I vowed I would never perform again, but Lady Parts had other plans.
She's our guitarist.
I'm gonna kill my
kind of like therapy, but with a lot of screaming.
All of the actresses, by the way, are playing their own instruments there. In her review, EW's Kristen Baldwin writes that, quote, the entire ensemble are natural performers, and there's a joyful energy to their jam sessions. You can rock out with We Are Lady Parts' first full season on Peacock right now. It's trivia time! The We Are Lady Parts soundtrack, released last month, includes a punk rock cover of what Dolly Parton classic? Jolene, Coat of Many Colors, or 9 to 5? Stick around for the answer, and our number one pick, What to Watch, will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Continuing EW celebration of Pride Month, we have Superstore's Nico Santos here today with a recommendation for an LGBTQ movie he thinks everyone should watch.
And the Band Played On. It's based on a book about the beginnings of the HIV/AIDS epidemic here in the United States. And not so much because it's underrated, but I feel like maybe not a lot of people have seen it, especially today's generation. Yeah, and it's also just a really dark reminder that this is not the first plague that we've had to endure. So, history repeats itself.
And the Band Played On originally aired on HBO in 1993. In his review, EW's Ken Tucker said, quote, the best compliment one can pay this TV movie is to say that, unlike so many fact-based films, it does not exploit or diminish the tragedy of its subject. You can currently stream the movie via HBO or HBO Max. All right, let's head to the hospital for today's number one pick, Grey's Anatomy. After a wild run of episodes filled with returns, goodbyes, and COVID-fueled visions, the ABC medical drama is closing out its 17th season tonight. Now, despite all those twists and talk of potentially ending, Grey's Anatomy has been renewed for another season, so expect tonight's finale to get the pieces in place for season 18 this fall. Exhibit A, Meredith is stepping into her new role running the hospital's residency program, which could bring the show full circle by setting up a new generation of interns. Or maybe another spinoff? We can dream. Meanwhile, it's finally wedding day for Maggie and Winston, who'll tie the knot in Meredith's backyard, provided nothing goes wrong, of course. In fact, here's a clip.
As long as we both shall live.
Now, very important question. Is there anyone here who objects to this union?
Oh, well, we do.
He was kidding, Nana.
Well, we aren't. I'm sorry, Maggie.
Wait, is this real?
Well, making it down the aisle is never easy on Grey's. You can catch the season finale at 9 p.m. on ABC and tune in early for the Station 19 season finale at 8 o'clock. And now, the answer to today's trivia question. The We Are Lady Parts soundtrack includes a punk rock cover of what Dolly Parton classic? Jolene, Coat of Many Colors, or 9 to 5? Just use your mind to get this one. The answer is 9 to 5. The soundtrack also features four original songs from the show, plus a cover of Queen's We Are the Champions. You can stream it all on Spotify. That is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I am Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
What to Watch is written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, produced and hosted by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.